Oh, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Heather. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Senate Rules Committee. For the record, today is Monday, February 28th, 2011, a little afternoon. Members present are myself, Senator Ellis, Senator Stevens, Senators Hoffman and Meyer. Senator Sedman is excused. I'm hoping as chair that this will be one of the very few meetings of the Senate Rules Committee during the next 2 years, but we will meet as necessary. The purpose of the meeting today is to hear Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, which would amend the uniform rules to adopt the 2010 edition of Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure. I've noted that the changes in the new Mason's Manual can largely be described as non-substantive and include a more comprehensive and better index, improved cross-references, elimination of inconsistencies within the previous 2000 edition of Mason's. And your committee packet contains all the materials, page by page, of the detail and the changes of the new edition of Mason's Manual prepared by NCSL and a memo from Ledge Legal. So at this time, I'd like to invite Doug Gardner, our new Director of Legal Services, forward. He's going to come up and describe his memo and put on the record his characterization of whether these changes to Mason's, this edition that we're considering adopting, are substantive or non-substantive in nature. Mr. Gardner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Senator Ellis. For the record, my name is Doug Gardner, Director of Legislative Legal Services, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak today. I don't know if you just want me to launch in or
yes, please.
Have questions. I've had the occasion, I met with former Director Tam Cook, and a lot of the comments in the January 14th memo are a product of us looking at the new Masons together. I have to say that I've been using the 2010 Masons index for all the questions that I've been getting because it's so much better than the prior index, and then I go and flip back to the 2000 to make sure that the proposition is still there. So I found the 2010 index very helpful. I can't help but think that other staff and legislators would also come to that conclusion. Mason's has a lot of citations to some real old cases, some of which have become outdated by newer decisions. It appears the 2000 Mason's really didn't get a not being critical, but may not have had as thorough an update as this version had. There have been some cases, citations, and things that were removed that were just frankly misleading and I don't think helpful when you're trying to wade through, especially quickly, on a rules issue. And that's happened on some advice that I've provided so far. So I would say that overall, as indicated in the memo, that the 2010 Masons would be a good addition. Most of the changes are very undramatic, and I think that overall it flows well, is easy to research, and I almost feel like I'm doing an infomercial for Masons, but it seems like a distinct improvement over the 2000 version. I'd answer any questions you might have.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Are there any questions, comments for Mr. Gardner?
Yes, Chair.
Senator Stevens.
If we pass this, when will the new edition be available?
The proposal would be as I understand it, the way this is drafted. When would the actual physical volumes be available?
When would it take place, and when would we have
through the chair, Senator Stevens, my recollection is that the proposal in the bill was, resolution was for the amendments to take place after the session, get through this session with the existing rules that everybody started it with, and then on July 1st have it take place. I believe, and I think, hope that answers your question.
Yeah, thank you. It does. I sure like to find a way. I don't know if it'd be very expensive, I suppose, to do this, but if we ever get together again, it would be nice to have someone like yourself lead us through the legislature through sort of a brief, maybe not so brief, just a review of everything that's in. You know, we could spend a lot of time trying to understand this, and I think a lot of members need to be brought up to date on not only the changes, but what the basic book is all about.
Well, it might be the case, through the chair, Senator Stevens, it might be the case that that would be a good topic for some of the orientation things that we do at the very beginning of session with staff and legislators. We could act on that if the resolution is adopted. It might be that we could do something more extensive. I think Masons can be very intimidating for a new staff person trying to answer or work their way through a rule issue, and it is broken down into some chunks, and I think that if there were a presentation, we could make it more digestible. I take that.
Thank you, Mr. Gardner and Senator Stevens. July 1st is the effective date, as noted. The books are on order, anticipating, you know, things moving along here. Leadership has already received their 2010 editions, and you're already using the index. So the books are in order for members, and hopefully things will proceed. And it's a good idea about the training as well and the refresher course.
I'll note that, Senator.
Okay. Thank you for your memo. We appreciate having that in the record. Is there any further discussion? The chair at this time will, seeing no further discussion, the chair will entertain a motion to adopt or to move Senate Concurrent Resolution number 5 from committee with individual recommendations. Senator Meyer?
I move that we move Senate Concurrent Resolution number 5 from committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal.
Correct. Any discussion of the motion to move the bill? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion to move the bill? Seeing none, the bill moves from committee. Thank you all very much. We are adjourned.
We need the basic
manual. For what?
Basic manual for dummies.
Yes, with the yellow cover and
orange cover.
Orange cut.
That's what we need, all right. Yeah.
Sounds like a good theme for a PowerPoint.
Thank you. I wonder if they have such a thing.
Did you sign anything or
probably no? Not.